interviewing Mr. Lewis Aronson. Mr. Aronson, would you like to tell me a little about your home in Europe?
Yes.
Where you lived, the country that it was? Was it a town or a village or a farm or what kind of a house?
It was, do you remember the name for the town?
Yes,
It was Kolno.
K-O-L-N-O.
Kolno. And that was the state with Lemzig. Lemzig of Belgium, they called it. That means the state.
Yes. And what was it, a small town or a village?
Oh, pretty, just like Amsterdam. No, a little less than
that.
And
what kind of a house did you people have? A house of your own?
We have a couple houses, two houses or one. My time was very religious people.
Yes, I'll ask you about that. Now, in your house, who lived there? How many, did you have any older brothers or older sisters? How many older brothers did you have in the house?
Two elders and one younger, me.
And how many sisters did you have?
No sisters.
No sisters. And you had your parents?
Yeah.
How long do you remember living in that house?
For the time I was born, since I left to the United States.
Okay. I know when you say two houses, what do you mean,
we
your own one?
Yeah, rented it to somebody.
All right, and what kind of a house was it? Two stories or
one story?
All right, now what kind of work did your father do?
Oh, he wasn't in business.
At that time, you weren't working yet when you left. So what kind of business was he in?
He was in paint business.
Selling paint?
Paint. So, not paint for wool, not paint for clothing.
Oh, like dyes?
Dye.
Dye. Dye business for dyeing materials.
Yeah.
And he sold the dyes?
Yeah, to the manufacturers when they used to make it. Used to dye these materials.
And what languages were spoken in your home?
Poland. Jewish? Poland. Well, we used to talk Jewish.
Yiddish.
Only Yiddish.
Didn't speak Polish. At home?
We used to talk Polish too, because that's what we used to want to get.
Yeah. Did you speak Russian?
We used to speak German too, because the next town was in German.
Oh.
It was right on the border.
And what kind of schooling did you have?
Hebrew.
With the Cheder.
Yes, Cheder, Hebrew.
No government school, though? No.
Yeah, it was public school.
And a public school, too?
Right.
Polish school?
Yeah.
And then you went to Cheder after?
Sure.
Did they have the Polish school just for the elementary school, or did they have...
Well, for everybody.
Could you go on the high school level, too, higher?
If you have a child, you used to go. These high school used to be in a different stand, not in the same time.
All right, now do you remember what your synagogue was like?
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to tell me a little bit about it? One in the town?
There was a synagogue, a big one. There's a shul. And there was another one, there's a mishmeret, they call this.
Separate?
Separate, two different
places.
Yeah, but not far from each other.
Uh-huh. And you had a rabbi in your town?
Sure.
Now, do you remember what your relations were with any non-Jewish people in your town? Did you have non-Jewish neighbors?
There was quite a few, but very little.
And not close by? Did your father belong to any Zionist organizations at that time?
I'll tell you, that time was not so much. My brother used to be, two brothers. One left Poland and went to Israel. It was a big change.
Uh-huh. But he had belonged to a Zionist organization in Poland?
In Poland, yeah. When he left and he got married and he left in Poland and he went to Israel. That time was... they didn't call Israel, they called Palestine. And then he with his wife and two children. At the same time from where I came. And he and a few more young people went to Israel. They had a hard time to get in there because the English government didn't let him in this way. Took him a couple of good weeks before he went in there. He sneaked in for whatever you could want to call.
So then, he had another brother, too?
Yeah, this is the youngest.
Uh-huh.
This is the youngest. After me, and there was two before me, but the same one, he belonged to the Chinese organization, was a big Chinese, and he couldn't stand there anymore to be in Poland at that time, and he left his family, and with this idea he would take over. So the little time when he left and then he went away, broke up the Second World War. We did that when he killed his wife with the two children. When he went and he lived there for a good many, many years, so long, he didn't want to get married, because he still might be having some miracle, his wife and the children came back. Finally, he was waiting so long, he got married the second time, older woman, in his age, of course. She didn't have no children, and his children decided to die. And left for the last 8 months, his wife right now left and he died. That's the younger brother after him.
Now, do you remember anything about the relationship between the government of your country to the Jews at that time? Were there pogroms
That time was not Poland. That time was Russia. See, the Polish was anti-Russian.
Yeah.
After the Second World War, they got separated.
Yeah.
But during my time, they was anti-Russian.
But were there pogroms at the time that you were living there?
Not exactly around my time, but so far up, Bialystok was pogrom, Kashinov was pogrom, in some other times.
What did you think about America at that time, while you were still in Europe, before you came here? What did you think?
Well, I'll tell you, I was so, that time was a little young, I don't know very, the real thing for America, we didn't know. The only thing, everybody wants to go to America. For what? Nobody knows. We thought there is much better. When I come here that time, I was disappointed.
Now, why did you leave the country that you came from?
Everybody wants to go to America. No reason.
All right.
Because my parents don't let me go.
So, did you know that you were coming to Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I came to my brother. My brother was.
He was a brother that was here. And why was, when did he come? How much before you had your brother come?
Oh, about 2 or 3 years. And he was single too when I came in. His wife was in New.
Oh, he was by himself, but he left the wife. Yeah. All right. And did you come by yourself, or were the whole group from your town?
No, by myself.
And how did you travel from your town?
Yeah, I traveled from my town.
To where?
My town is the border from Germany. Mm-hmm. When I went straight from my town to Boston, they buy a ticket, and I went to Bremenhaven. And then I was waiting there about 2 weeks before I had the boat to go to...
And where did the boat land in the United States? Which port?
Oh, then it was landed in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. And did anybody meet you in Philadelphia?
No.
Any organizations?
No.
Anybody from any Jewish organizations?
No, in fact, some of them, I can't remember much. They asked me where I go, and they gave me sandwiches, I remember. And I said, I go to Pittsburgh. On the castle guard, the man asked me, you got some money to show? I said, yes. I showed him $25. He didn't make it too
castle
much.
Castle guard is what they called the place in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
And what else did you bring with you from Europe? Did you bring any papers or any objects?
Nothing. Just only what I had, the shift card. I had a
But no special things from home that you brought to keep with you. Okay. And is your name now the same as it was when you were in Europe?
No.
What did it used to
be? When I came, my brother called himself Aronson.
What was your name in Europe?
Nifl. N-I-F-K-U-R.
And the brother had changed to Aronson,
yes,
so then you took...
Then I took after the same name. Right.
And...
this is a letter.
How much before had your brother come? You said 2 or 3 years before.
Yes.
Why did he come?
Well, because he couldn't exist there.
All right, for work.
See?
And you came for the same reason?
Well, I didn't come for the same reason.
Did you have work when you were in Europe?
Well, I didn't work.
You were still young.
When I came there in Sydney, my parents didn't let me go to America. I had good enough in my lung. See, it was very well. I wouldn't say we made enough, but what about this? Got this remark, you didn't make a nice living.
So how did you convince them to let you go?
No, because a lot of boys that was after America, we didn't know the reason why. That's what I said before, when I came to America, I was disappointed. I left in Europe, in my place, I bet I like what I find in here. You understand? But now it's different. Today, the way people live now was that time, but I find it, and I turned in, is just from day to night.
Now, what first impressed you when you came to the United States, beside the fact that you were disappointed a little bit? Anything about the country here or the cities?
No, of course, the first time.
The first thing, yeah, when you came to Philadelphia, what?
In Philadelphia, I just was my there now, till I took the train and I come right away to Pittsburgh.
And in Pittsburgh, what impressed you right away first? What did you think? Not
right away. It took me a few weeks before I saw the difference. See, before I was long-term left a month on my own, first of this. And the second thing, it took me a lot of time, and I got used to it, to the life. It would be a life like today, would be no...
Easy to get used to good things.
Yeah, it's a good thing, because all right, I would say, oh, I just come in to have a better life. But I find the life 90% worse than I live in my home. That's why I got disappointed. And the second thing, I never was working. That time I have to look for a job. And that time when I came was the time so bad you couldn't get a job. The only thing I have to thank my father, he kept me up.
What was the first day in Pittsburgh like? You went right to your brother's house?
Yeah, I came to the same address where my brother used to stay, to his uncle, his wife's uncle. I came to the same address.
Do you remember anything that you did on that first day?
No, I didn't dance for a good many months, nothing. I sat down in it, I couldn't get anything.
Now, was there any time during the first 5 years that you thought you were being unjustly treated because you were an immigrant?
I wouldn't say that. Even the American man, you are born American, you couldn't get a better job or a worse job. There was the time was so bad, people went to work for 10 cents an hour, or $1 a day.
But after you had been here for 5 years, did you think then that you were satisfied that you accomplished what you came for?
Well, I had to be, because I got so more used to it, and the life was more...
And during those 5 years, the war was in Europe?
I went in... Not because I want to, I didn't have nothing but to do. A lunchman took me in, he was a baker. He loaned me for the baker train. I became a baker. I struggled very, very much till the union come in. They make little conditions better, so and so. We start to make a dollar better, more.
All right, well, let me ask you a little bit more about that work first. So where was the first home that you lived in? Your brother's wife's uncle. Where was that?
Here in Elm Street.
On Elm Street. Uh-huh. And how long did you live there with the?
Oh, I lived there a good many years.
Did your brother ever bring his wife over?
Yes. Yes. In a few years later, he got up his wife. When he had two children, he had enough room for his own family. Nothing to rent it or to take me. He had just enough room. He used to eat a lot of stuff.
How much did you earn when you first started to work at the job, the baker's? Was that the first job?
The baker's, I used to take. He gave me room and board. When they gave me $4 or $5 to get a week, I was a prince that day.
And about what kind of hours did you work?
Oh, hours don't ask. Well, how many hours there was, I do. But most of the time,
start very early in the morning.
I used to deliver the bread to the stores. And after I got through delivering bread, I used to learn the trade, work inside. Till I became a baker when the union took me in.
Did you used to work for United?
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's where I know you from the truck. You used to deliver.
Not at all.
Didn't you ever deliver
But you.
My father was Blick the printer. He used to have the printing shop at Fifth and Logan. We used to live
Blick, there. I know Blick. Sure, I know Blick. But that was not right.
You didn't drive the big truck.
I know, maybe you mean to say he used to look well like me. He was in a truck. A skinny fellow like me, if I got his name.
Did you have to work on Saturdays and holidays when you worked at the baker shop?
That man, he never worked on Saturday at the beginning.
Yeah.
No, later on, I used to work Saturdays.
All right. How long did you stay at the baker trade?
All your life.
And you said later you belonged to the union?
Yes.
Then when the union came?
Yes. When I come to the union, I had my regular house, I had my regular bakers.
And you were inside then as a baker?
Yeah, I used to work all around Tisbury.
If you could...
Yeah, we still work in Capcom's United. Remember Kepler?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I remember.
You remember?
Sure. My dad used to have his shop upstairs of Tishermans.
I know. I used to work at Tishermans.
Now, if you could live...
Some Tishermans, there are Tishermans, Joe Tishermans.
If you could live this part of your life over, would you have gone into the baker business too, or what kind of work would you have liked to have done?
Not sure I would like something better.
What would you have liked to have done? Anything special that... that you wished all these years you could have done instead?
No, at that time I couldn't do it.
Did you have any schooling here in Pittsburgh when you came? Did you go to night school?
I went for a short time, night school.
Do you remember where that was?
Franklin.
Franklin?
Yeah.
And about how long do you think you
About went? 6 months, night time.
And where did you learn to speak English? Just on the street and work?
People.
And where did you learn to write English? At school?
In the school a little bit, and I know a little bit from Europe. Only thing the difference is spelling.
Uh-huh.
The ABC are not very good. Only the spelling.
Had you learned English in school? No, but the letters, you mean, the letters.
The letters, that's what I said. Yeah.
Now, did you have any Gentile classmates in the school when you went? Did you have any friends among non-Jews in the early years, too?
Sure.
The class?
Oh, yeah.
And you didn't have to go to Cheder then, here
my
already?
My brother was the teacher that time. I told him my brother.
Mark Olden?
Yeah.
But you were already older. You didn't go to any Cheder or Hebrew school when you came here?
Nothing this time.
Sure.
This is Chicago. I'm not even leaving. Remember, you know for me.
Now, did you like music? Did you go to any concerts or operas?
Oh, yeah,
or did you play musical instruments?
No.
You went to concerts.
Yeah,
did you go to the Yiddish theater?
What?
And how about any other theater? Did you go to any other shows aside from Yiddish shows, too? Do you remember where any of the shows
were? We were downtown. We have time at the show. There's not any other.
And did you attend lectures? I mean, right at the very early days. Were there any lectures? Where did you go for lectures?
We go in the Heights now.
Way back.
Way back, Joseph Leab Trunk used to come lecture in the Water Circle. Used to come from the Palatine.
And where did they... And where did they used to give the lecture? Do you remember where the halls were?
The hall was most of that time in the Y.
At the Y?
Yeah.
And did you ever go to use the public library in
Auckland?
Yes.
Very little, not too.
And did you read Pittsburgh newspapers?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Newspaper, toilet. I got to be able to.
Now, when you came to the United States, did you think of yourself as a religious person? Were you from when you first came?
I wouldn't say the idea is this. You have to... There is real Orthodox and the modern Jewish people.
Yeah.
I'm a Jewish people. I'm not too much Orthodox.
Now, did you change any of your religious practices from when you came here?
No.
And did you used to attend shul when you first came here in Pittsburgh?
I'm a banana shul.
All right. Which shul did you first belong to?
This.
The first one.
The first one I used to belong to, my shul, after I got married. Understand? Well, now I changed it to the Charitable. And then my children were small.
And
there was a Hebrew school there. I sent them to the Hebrew school.
At the which one?
In Beshul.
Beshul. Yeah.
But
and how often did you used to go to shul? Every Shabbos or just
every Shabbos?
Every Shabbos. And in your home, when you were married, did you have a kosher home?
Always, even today. Always, even my children.
So then why do you say you're not religious?
No, this is not exactly. See, what I mean to say, when I go to the long place and on the Saturday, of course, I don't do much or next, but in the case I have to go, I go. I'm not 100% the way the other Jewish family is. Oh, if you have kosher, it's a whole difference. My mother wouldn't take anything else.
Did you experience any change in health when you came here with the change of climate or the change of food? Did you get sick or healthier?
Well, that's a matter of age.
Yeah, but it didn't affect, was no big change.
But now it affects, when you get older.
Yeah, no, I don't mean now. I mean from when you were in Europe to when you came here.
No, we don't, I wouldn't say.
No big change, sir. And when you did get sick, when you first came to Pittsburgh, where did you used to go for medical care? Did you go to a clinic or a doctor?
Dr. Bernstein. It used to be Dr. Bernstein, he was a family doctor. Families,
And live close to your home?
Yeah, I used to live in Valletta here, the office. Well, that's been good for a number of years.
Yeah. All right, now, what were the first organizations that you belonged to after you came here? Any synagogue that you joined right away, or a Zionist group, labor group?
I became a member of the scene after.
Yeah, but before that, which Zionist group, Palestine?
The Jewish Verband, the Water Circle, something like that. And all to these organizations.
Now, did you belong to any organizations that were set up to give charity? Did you have Pushkis in the house for which organizations?
I'll tell you
the first ones, not now, but at the beginning, the early ones, if you remember.
Before I got married.
When you first got married.
Well, when I got married, I always had Pushkis.
Oh.
My wife keeps up Pushkis.
And did you contribute to organizations in any other way?
We send away for the crippled children, we send away for the yeshivas, we send away for the cancer fund, something non-magbalanche by any organizations.
Now, in the early days, when you were, before you were married or when you were first married, where did you used to go for a good time? With either your boyfriends or
the
girlfriends, or what
places did you go to? Like now you go to the Ikes. That time there was the life was all different. They used to live, work 6 hours. They used to sleep a little bit, and then we went up. We were ready to go back again. The only enjoyable day was Saturday, we didn't work. The day was Saturday, we didn't work, for a nickel, we wanted to see a movie. That's all.
Now, did you do any sports at that time?
No.
And had you heard of the YMCA? Did you know about it? Did you go there for any activities
or
anything?
Then.
Were there any other non-Jewish organizations that you had any contact with? Were there any local meeting places? You mentioned the Y and the Ikes. Was there any other meeting places?
No, there was very little.
Now, how did you meet people during those first 5 years here in Pittsburgh?
Naturally, we meet in school, we meet with friends. I never see too much wrong.
All right. Now, where did you meet friends during those first 5 years?
In the restaurants, for instance, in shul. I used to go out to the water, my family. I used to meet friends.
All right. And were you friendly with any non-Jewish people from work?
Especially when I used to work, and I used to be a lot of young people.
And did you remain friends with any of these non-Jews from your early days until the end?
Yeah.
And with whom did you celebrate the Seder before you had your own family?
My brother's place, we used to call it.
And did you maintain contacts with people in Europe and the other parts of the world?
With my parents.
You wrote to them?
Wrote to them, send them money.
And to your brother in Palestine?
To the last year before I died, I used to send them money.
All right, and you are an American citizen?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you got your citizenship by yourself?
Yeah.
And about when?
Before
you were married?
Oh, yeah.
And you...
In a factory, it was before I met.
And you voted then, right after you got your citizenship?
Democrat.
And you were a Democrat. Were you, you weren't active, though, in the party?
No.
When did you first meet the your wife?
I
and how?
I met in my brother's place.